Oh, you think you're so smart, don't you? You think you're clever when you point out that you can't eat cum unless you, you know, cum. You should know by now that Mistress has a much sharper mind than yours when it comes to devious plans like that, and she knows exactly how to get what she wants. You know, I expect you to do as you're told, and orgasm denial makes you a much better boy. But a nice load of gooey, sticky, disgusting cum keeps you from getting all mouthy and uppity. You may think I'm being nice to you, going back on my commitment to deny your orgasm for the next month, as I allow you to stroke your wiener and get ever closer to orgasm. Your heart sinks when I order you to take your hand off your pee-pee at the crucial moment. You know you have no choice but to comply. We both watched that pathetic, betrayed lump of flesh thrash around in protest, finally sputtering up a few strings of spooge. I think it's fascinating when a man's prized cock is reduced to a helpless, flopping fish gasping for air. It makes me laugh. You, of course, want to cry once you realize I've won yet again. Your mistake was thinking that you could outsmart me. I don't like uppity slaves and always think they need to be crushed. Next time, be sweeter and less entitled. You might fare better. Or maybe I'll teach you another lesson. You know how I like to keep you guessing. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you have to have me now, give me a call at 800-601-6975. I'll talk to you really soon.